Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I have Missionary Mark Mariner with me again today here in the studio. We've been talking all week about Suriname, where he and his wife are working, but we haven't learned much about it yet because I've been asking him other questions. So, Mark, tell us today about the country of Suriname and what you're doing down there.
Yeah, Suriname to me is one of the most interesting countries, especially in South America. It doesn't fit in. If you ever played the little game, which one is not like the rest? Suriname is that for okay. South America. We don't speak Spanish and we don't speak Portuguese. We speak Dutch, and we have several main people groups. We have Afro-Surinamese from the descendants of slaves. And then we have people from India, the Hindustanis. Then we have people from Indonesia, the Javanese. And they all still speak their own languages. So you have Dutch as the main language, but then each group has their own language.
Yeah.
And then they invented a trade language called Surinantongo. That's literally tongue of Suriname. And that's a very interesting language. And all that to say, Suriname is this wonderful, kind of crazy mix of all these cultures. Makes for some great cuisine, but it's a wonderful place to live.
And obviously, the people are approachable there.
Absolutely. And so it's a unique opportunity where you can speak with Hindu people, speak with Islamic people, but they're used to having a Christian neighbor. There's absolutely no legal restriction on preaching the gospel. But also people are used to discussing the differences in faith because
sure.
maybe unlike a Muslim majority country, like you're more familiar with, you have a huge interaction between people of different religions. One thing that's really interesting, they all celebrate one another's religions. In school, everyone has Ramadan off of school. They have Bagua and Holi and Christmas and Easter.
Yeah.
They all celebrate all of them.
But it might surprise you to know that even though we lived 16 years in a Muslim country, they were very easy to talk with about God because their greetings had to do about God. So no one was embarrassed whatsoever, and they were very hospitable and kind in that way. So someone recently, I was talking with them, and they were a little bit amazed when I said that it was easier to witness to people there than it is in the United States of America.
That is really interesting to hear. And I would say, absolutely, Suriname is not scared of religion, kind of like how America has become in recent years. It's not taboo to discuss
sure.
religion with people. And that does give us many opportunities to share the good news.
We talked about yesterday working with a veteran missionary in Guyana. So you all went to Suriname and you just started a brand new work.
Well, actually, we had planned to do exactly that. But we went to an established Dutch-speaking church to continue learning Dutch. We had started online language school. But then the opportunity arose. There was an established English-speaking church, mainly full of Guyanese people,
okay.
who that their pastor was leaving. And they kind of said, well, can you come fill in for us? And you know how that is. Once you start filling in, you might end up staying.
Right.
And, but over weeks and praying about that, we realized we think God was in the midst of that. And so basically what we've done is almost relaunched that church from a very few that had stayed. And now when we return from this furlough, we plan to launch a Dutch ministry as a ministry of that English-speaking church.
Amen. So how's the Dutch coming along? You do okay with it?
It's coming. And it's never as fast as you would like, but people sometimes do mistake me for being from the Netherlands. They know I'm not Surinamese,
sure.
but they can't place me. So praise the Lord, we can communicate, and it's coming along well.
And where we lived in Africa, we never met a person that just spoke one language.
That's true.
So I know you find that there as well. We'll look forward till tomorrow.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341. Or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.